The Omicron variant has already spread to 45 countries in just 2 weeks. And here in this country, it has been identified in at least 17 states. But the epicenter of infections remains in South Africa, where cases are doubling daily just outside of Johannesburg. So let's talk now to infectious disease expert Salim Abdul Karim. He's an epidemiologist and co-chair of South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19. Dr. Karim, thank you for joining us.
Good day to you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, the data on Omicron, we know, are preliminary. But what early clues do we have from South Africa about whether it causes severe illness?
So we know, based on the mutations that are common with some of the other variants, the alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, that the virus has certain characteristics, including high transmissibility and some level of immune escape. It's not clear as to whether it would lead to more severe conditions or less severe conditions. Viruses generally evolve in the direction of becoming less severe. When we look at the last 2 weeks of data on hospitalization, what we have seen is a steady increase in hospitalizations that tracks with the increases in cases. But the hospitalizations have been somewhat skewed to the younger population below 40. And that has now steadily over the last few days has been rectifying itself. And the proportions of the different age groups is becoming more in line with what we've seen in the previous waves. So the important thing was that when we measure severity, and we have an index for severity, which is need for oxygen, need to be admitted to ICU, death, and so on, we find we have a lower proportion in this wave than we've had in the past waves. No red flags at this stage.
And as you say, early days. But how about early signals about whether vaccines might protect against Omicron? We have heard that so-called natural immunity from having COVID before may not be so protective.
Yeah, we've seen that now. We have a way of monitoring whether we get reinfections. And the number of reinfections has really spiked. And so we have a very large number of people with the Omicron infection who've been previously infected. What we don't know is the extent to which we are seeing breakthrough infections in vaccinated individuals. It's still too early to do that. We are seeing cases, and I saw two in the course of the day today, of fully vaccinated individuals who were infected. That's to be expected. No vaccine is 100% effective. But certainly what we haven't seen yet is severe infection in vaccinated people. They've been generally mild.
Now, the South African president has said that Omicron is spreading faster than ever. What does this mean for the hospital system? Can they handle this?
Well, we have already had to deal with the beta variant in our second wave and the delta variant in our third wave. And so our systems are pretty well developed to deal with it. But the rate at which the numbers are going up is quite startling, much faster than anything we've seen. Fortunately, because we haven't seen that many severe patients so far, we aren't under the same pressure in our hospitals at this stage. But severe cases of COVID generally present only in the second, third, fourth week. So, you know, we're keeping a vigilant eye.
Now, you spoke out early on against the travel bans on South Africa. As you suggested, it now seems seeded across the world. What prevention measures might be most effective against Omicron?
You know, these variants are really a wake-up call because they are a reminder that if we are to control this pandemic or to mitigate its impact, we've got to use combination prevention. We've got to use our vaccines, which is an essential part of our armamentarium, but by itself, it's not sufficient. We have to ensure that we have our prevention measures like masks and so on. So using these in combination is what's going to be important going forward.
And as far as the data on people tracking this and trying to understand more about Omicron, when will we have a good initial batch of data to say, okay, now we're having a good early sense of what this looks like. Will that be a couple more weeks, longer than that?
Yeah, I think we'll have the first set of neutralization data that comes from the laboratories probably within the next week to 10 days. And we'll get a fuller picture of the clinical outcomes because we have to wait for patients to get admitted, treated, and then discharged. Mm-hmm. That will probably take another 2, maybe 3 weeks before we have all of that data. So you're probably looking for, yeah, about 2 to 3 weeks before you will get an evidence-based set of data about how to look at this variant.
Salim Abdul-Karim is an epidemiologist and infectious disease expert in South Africa. Dr. Karim, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.